Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, everybody wants to be a shatter, but there can only be one shatter. Watch out, me gonna deal with them kids. Watch out.
This is not no game. I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better pack up and run. This is not no game. I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better pack up and run. This is not no game. I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better pack up and run. This is not no game. I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better pack up and run. Man, now you said to me just like a kitty cat and just cut off his mane and stand in pocket like that. Anthony B, living in big misery, still live with his mom, then with his granny. Short falling, the man who's taking me in the night. Them students in the river, now call to my side. Come here, the bad man, they call me Jesus. Anyone from death, they must be crazy. But this is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. But this is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. No game, I don't come here for fun. Are you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Are you little DJ, you better back up and run. Maybe some is a lady that is sexy to me. I would still use protection from the HIV. Whatever happens to Pasha with a sexy body. Both the killers have a man, yes, I like a Bali. Put you Pasha down the wrong, yes, they change you see. There's a poor better run, she bombs the 90.
Sorry, the request cannot be accepted.
Because me have a leap and she have a leap of Uzi. Who would done murder, you be have a kill your family. Nobody is a man, nobody is a lady. It don't matter if you're white or you're black or Chinese. Because we big in the town, we big in the country. Really take concept, they must be crazy. It's a big in the dance, a big in the party. I'm a real gunman in the whole world.
Sorry, your request cannot be accepted.
Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. And this is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run. This is not no game, I don't come here for fun. Now you little DJ, you better back up and run.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you how to do a fuck off and leave the CFD. A number one top shot, the DJ shot that there with them kids. Yeah. Even your kid down, get down, your lay down. But this is my tone. So you know you're definitely not gonna be around. Yeah, yeah. Number DJ shot that my father kid.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up, Nation Billing? I hope everybody's doing good. I got my girl on the phone, Miss Gidger. You guys got a lover, man. It's all good in the hood. Hey, Miss Gidger, are you there?
I'm here, DJ Street. Assalamu alaikum, and how are you?
Salam alaikum, baby. It's going great, man. I thank you for asking me that. We got you on the phone, and we got a lot of guests on the phone right now. But we're supposed to have somebody on the phone, Brother Richard.
Right, and Sister Marilyn.
Yeah, I called Sister Marilyn up. I don't know what was going on with her phone, but I couldn't get her. And Brother Richard, I'm about to call him up right now, so just hold on for a second. I'm going to get Brother Richard on the phone with you. Let's see. 4-6. Here we go. Hold on 1 second, please. Again, I don't know, but I'm checking it out. Let me see.
I texted.
You texted him?
I text you the number.
I already had the number. Hold on for a second. Let me look right quick and see if it's the number I got. Let me check right quick and see if that's the same number I have. Let's see. Sister Ginger, you can go ahead and start talking, man. Let's get the show started, sister, if you don't mind.
All right. Well, good evening, Assalamu Alaikum family. This is Sister Gidget. I guess my co-host will join me soon as Brother Caesar's able to get everybody on the phone. And speak on infidelity. We'll see if they're going to pick up the phone. Don't worry about it.
Hey, that's the second time I called Brother Richards up, and I also called Sister Marion up. Let me see.
Yeah.
You want me to call her back or see if I can get her?
Well, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna have to do this solo if people don't call me.
Hey, you can handle it. You can handle it, baby. You can handle it, man. You got it. But look, I'm gonna try her one more time. We're gonna see if we can get her. If we can't, then we'll go ahead with the show, and we won't worry about her because we really don't need her because you can handle it by yourself. Let me try her one more time.
No, I always need my brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I got you. You got a full house in here now, lady. I'm letting you know you got a full house. Sister Marilyn, how you doing?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you, sister. I got Sister Ginger on the phone. I couldn't get Brother Richards on the phone, but you guys are enough. So let's go ahead and get started. You guys, Sister Ginger, take it away.
All right. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Marilyn.
Well, making so long, ma'am. How are you? I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm blessed by Allah's grace. I'm glad that somebody joined me. I don't know. Richard might be in transit or something. I don't know. But we're going to keep on moving like we always do. And,
yes, ma'am.
Of course, you know that tonight the subject is infidelity. And I know that that's a very touchy subject. Some people, and we're just going to get to the nitty gritty of it. We're not cutting any corners tonight. We're going to talk straight talk, and let's talk, you know, see what's going on with our marriages, with our families. And I'm going to ask you a question, Sister Marilyn, you and I both, we've been married before and things of that nature. And I want to know, how does infidelity really affect us? I mean, you know, not just women, but it affects the women, it affects the men, it affects the children and the extended family. Can you enlighten us on how it affects some people?
Yes, ma'am. You know, when we talk about infidelity, a lot of us, we kind of like shy away from that subject because that's a very touching and hurtful subject to really talk about, especially if you was affected by that, you know, in your marriage or any type of relationship. You know, with that, we sometimes don't know how bad it really affects. It just don't affect one person. You know, when you have a family, it affects your whole. It divides the family. It breaks up the family. It breaks the foundation of family. So, you know, nobody don't really know, as far as the severity of, you know, when it comes down to infidelity. You know, myself, I, you know, have experience and you know, in my marriage, you know, it breaks down, you know, it destroys not only, you know, the person themselves, but the children, because when you have children involved, it breaks the foundation, you know, the mindset, you know, of the children. That's just, you know, we don't really, you know, think about it, because sometimes, you know, we think about ourselves and we don't really, you know, you become, what, selfish, you know, it's a selfish act on one person when you do something like that. So, you know, I wouldn't, you know, something like that for somebody to do as far as, you know, within their family, you know, it's not a good thing. It's not at all.
Yes, ma'am. And you know, when you talk about that, ma'am, you know, you are always so sweet and kind. But, you know, infidelity is it's a hell of an act. I'm going to tell you why. Because
you
decide to commit your life to spending your life with an individual. You trust that person to the point where you're trusting them with your life. You're trusting them with your heart. And you go and you reproduce them into the future by having children with them. And you know, and this is not just for men who've done it to women, but this is for women who have done it to men. Infidelity is infidelity is infidelity. I don't care who. But that is one of the worst things that you can do. Because to me, in my opinion, if you cheat, you steal. If you steal, you lie. If you lie, you're killed. And so it kills the spirit of the marriage. It kills the trust factor in the marriage. And I'm not saying that, you know, people don't stray or, you know, that things don't happen. And we're all guilty of sin. No one can cast the first stone on us. But the reason I'm talking about this topic tonight is because there are so many of us who are preparing to get married or who are newly married, and they believe that the solution is in the bed of another person.
Yes,
ma'am. And some people just feel like, hey, if my husband made me angry, my wife made me angry, I'm entitled to some happiness, so I'll go find it in the bed of another person. However, they regret the fact they're not resolving the issue at home. So whatever adds you to that is still in existence. So you're not fixing the problem, you're making it worse. And, you know, and then the children. Oh, what is that noise? Anyway, most children know when their parents are hurt. And it also affects the infant because there's a division. You know, and you know, we have to my newly married couples that have been married for a long time. It's not the way to go. Hurting things. Hard sometimes to get that. And since it's me and you, Marilyn, Brother Caesar, I'm going to ask that you give the audience an opportunity. And you don't necessarily have to ask questions, but I want people to speak to this and express how they feel. Even if you want to remain anonymous, it's fine with me. But I really want to talk about this. We need to get it.
Sister Gidget, we have Brother Richards on the phone now.
Oh, assalamualaikum, Brother Richards.
Walaikum salam, my love. How are you?
I am fine, beloved. I'm so glad you could join us, sweetie.
Yeah, I apologize for the delay. You know, I didn't see my phone lighting up. You know, my heart is heavy today. You know, as I spoke to you a little earlier, once again, assalamualaikum to Sister Marilyn, Brother Black Caesar.
Assalamualaikum, Brother Richard.
Yes,
assalamualaikum.
Walaikum salam. And to the listening audience, you know, I apologize once again you know, for being delayed, you know, but my heart is kind of heavy. I had some thoughts, you know, really basically speaking to, you know, the issue that's at hand of, you know, the infidelity and being unfaithful, you know. But I'm going to let y'all continue, and I'm going to just kind of try to flow into this because, like I said, it's a lot on my mind today.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Hey, guys, if you have questions, you can push the number one in your dial pad to let me know, and that'll specify if you have a question. I'll call you by area code, so listen for your area code wherever you're at in the world, and I will call you. Also, if you guys have any questions, save your questions for later on in the show, and the show is going to go on with Sister Gidget and Brother Sister Marilyn and Brother Richards, and we'll also have some music involved also, so you guys just stay tuned and keep it locked right here at Nation Billing. Sister Gidget, are you there?
Sister Gidget?
I see her line is still open. Let me see if I need to call her back, though. Line hasn't dropped, but she might not be on the phone. Let's see if we can get her on the phone.
Okay.
Well, I have a question for somebody in the listening audience, Brother Black Caesar, why you taking care of that?
Okay.
You know,
okay.
If it's all right for me to ask the question, maybe somebody can tune in and, you know, chime in and answer this question. I would like to know what would make one be unfaithful to their spouse. What would cause that? If they say that there's love there, if there's love there, what would make one want to stoop so low that they find a need to stray, you know, and actually put their mate in jeopardy by obtaining a disease from another person or just becoming spiritually disconnected from them?
Right.
Yeah, that's a very good question.
I mean, it's a whole lot of us that need to take into account how we unfaithful to our minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You know,
right.
he has actually, you know, stepped out in the forefront of the struggle for us, but at times, you know, a lot of us move kind of slowly in helping him. You know, and doing what he asks, some of us is just outright blatant, just disrespectful of him. You know, and that's sad. I would like, you know, somebody to answer what would make one, you know, be that way after receiving that instruction from God's man on the planet. He clearly has proven that he is that, you know, to us and to the world, but yet we still find it hard to follow the instructions that he's given. And I just want to, you know, if someone can speak to the mindset of what would make one deviate from the instructions of God or apostle.
It's a good question, Brother Richards. I don't see anybody lit up right now, so I guess we'll probably get a little bit deeper into the conversation. Brother Richards, if you would, could you take over right now, you and Sister Marilyn? Because I'm having problems right now with the software. My line of contact is down right now, and I'm trying to get it back up. So if you guys could just keep talking and keep the people going, because I got a little problem right now.
Yes, sir, brother. You know, I just want to you know, speak to the listening audience for a minute and just, you know, bring clarity to a situation right quick, you know, because, you know, lately we've been talking about, you know, the great divide between, you know, male and female, and I just want to put it out there for the record that this, I know oftentimes we speak to the MGT and, you know, we have people that express their, or sisters that express their, you know, views and how they feel, but this is in no way to bash the FOI. You know, we're just trying to really just create a dialogue that we can close the gap, you know what I'm saying, that we may stop this unfaithfulness towards one another. You know, I speak to it because I hear his sisters crying. I feel them hurting, you know, and this is probably why my heart is heavy today, because I don't know if everyone can hear the cry of the MGT, but it bothers me, you know, because they desirous of their black man. This is sisters who have actually, you know, chose to keep themselves faithful and chaste to a man that God is preparing for them. And, you know, to me, for them to have to be suffering the way that they're suffering, you know, this is why I ask, sis, can we create a dialogue or a platform where we can hear both sides and somehow come in the middle, you know what I'm saying, and then we can continue going from there. So, and that's why I posed the question about on the spiritual level, because if you're unfaithful spiritually, then physically, mentally, everything else follows behind that. So I'm just trying to, I'm just trying to feel out that, you know, the pulse of the believers, because we're suffering, you know, we're suffering. Yeah. And until somebody is bold enough to speak to the hurt, you know, no, we're not going to get any better. You know, we have various different issues and topics that we need to, we really need to address as a nation. Otherwise, we're going to be in trouble, you know. Yeah. And it's really, really hurting me, because I hear it, I feel it, you know. And, you know, this is where I come from today, of the heavy heart. You know, it's as though I'm seeing, you know, a force work around me that is uneasy, and I just want that force to let it be known that I see you working, and whatever you choose to do, it's all right with me. If it pleases my Father, it pleases me, you know, but I'm just letting you know for the record, I see you, and you can do whatever you want. You know, but I'm going to speak truth on behalf of the believers, both FOI and MGT, because too many of us are hurt. And then in the hurt, we leave the nation, and many of us have talents that we offer the nation, but we come in and somebody, we used to call them spirit killers. I don't know what you call them now, but somebody touched that spirit that is kind, loving, and warm. And next thing you know, the brother is walking out the door, or the sister is leaving out the door, and she just, or he just became unfaithful to that which they said they believe in. And I'm just trying to create a dialogue, you know. That's all this is. There's nothing more, nothing less. There's no big eyes or who did he think he is. I'm just your brother. That's it. Just your brother who's trying to reach out of love and concern for the brotherhood, for the sisterhood. And while I'm on the subject, let me just say to the MGT that's listening, I just absolutely adore y'all, you know. I'm so much in awe of y'all, because y'all gave way to my future wife, and I'm so thankful for the MGT class and the MGT in itself. So, I mean, Sister Marilyn, you can take it from there, you know.
Yes, sir. Just, you know, as you were, you know, speaking, I was, you know, thinking about the question that you had put out for those who are listening. And, you know, just the mindset, because you have to go back to the mindset of a person. You know, think about if the person was in a right set of mind, if it was a selfish act, just thinking about themselves at that time. You know, because we have the restrictive laws to go by. It's many things, but at the same time, it's not an excuse. It's not an excuse, you know, when you commit yourself to one person and you say that you love this person, and then, you know, you break that bond between you and that person. Because any time when you break that bond, you're not only breaking that bond with you and that person, you're breaking that bond between you and Allah.
Yes, ma'am.
You're breaking that foundation between you, Allah, and family. So, it's, you know, it can be many things that we can come up with why a person may step out. But at the same time, it's still not an excuse. You can't, you know, make an excuse because, you know, in your wedding vows, you know, if you're supposed to commit yourself to that person only, it's to that person only. So, you know, like I said, that was a good question that you put out there. That's something that a lot of us should really, you know, think about because, you know, marriage is nothing to play with. You know, when you say that you're going to commit yourself to this man or woman, that's what you want to do. And sometimes, you know, we take it for granted and we think that it's a plaything, it's not a plaything. And, you know, marriage, it's like a job. You have to work at it. You know, and, you know, you will have your good days and your bad days, but at the end of the day, you know, you will have to make the best out of it. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we might say, hey, you know, this person might not be doing what they're supposed to do in the marriage or they lack in something. That's why, you know, we go through the courtship process so that way, you know, we can go ahead and take that person to court. And that's why we can ask the questions during that process. So like I say, it's, you know, there's no excuse. You know, but, you know, sometimes we make an excuse to step out and do wrong, and we have the strict laws to follow by. Anything you want to add to that, Brother Richard?
Black Caesar.
Yes,
are you
sir.
There? Yeah, did you
yes,
did you pull Sister Gitch's line back up?
Yeah, she should be on right now.
Okay. Sister, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, everything all right?
We have a heat storm or whatever. It's about 107 here today, and I think it's getting ready to rain. So, you know, y'all go ahead. I might be here. I might not. If I all of a sudden shut up, know what happened?
Yes, yes, ma'am. We just need to know. We were just concerned. You know, we didn't hear your lovely voice, and you know, that struck a concern. At least for me, it did.
Well,
you know.
Thank you.
Y'all don't mind me. I'm still in love.
Oh, no, sir.
Really
no, sir. He was really concerned about you because I already knew your phone drops a lot, and I was really concerned, but he was really concerned.
well, being that we're on the subject of infidelity, let me share something to the listening audience that I do, you know, from a brother standpoint. You know, and this is really out of respect for you, sis. You know, it's hot now. You know, and as I'm moving about, you know, I you know how it is in the summertime. You know, the lost found sisters, they want to dress a certain kind of way and practically just get undressed. You know what I mean? So a lot of times I look at the brothers and I see them like really, really like staring at these sisters. But because I'm trying to be faithful to you, sis, I will let you in on a secret, what I do. When I see them coming, I turn my face, put my eyes on the ground, and ask Allah not to let me see. Out of respect for you. You know, that I don't disrespect you because I never want to be found disrespecting you. And even though you're not there, I have to maintain that level as if you is because Jesus said in the scripture, as a man thinketh, so is he. So what he's actually really saying to us, if you even just fathom a thought in your mind, then you already committed the act. So I just want to share that with you and let you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that your future husband just absolutely adore you, love you, love you, love you.
Praise be to Allah. Sister Gidja?
Sister Gidja, are you still there? Wow. Oh, you know what?
You
I see her
again?
Now. It's fine. Hold on for a second, guys.
Okay.
That was something she needed to hear. Hold on once. Let me get this lady back on the phone so she can hear this. You need to repeat that, Brother Richard. I'm going to tell you right now, you need to repeat what you just said.
you're really putting me on the spot there, Brother. I didn't even know if I should have said it the first time, but you know me, brother. I speak what's in my heart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, brother? And I make no apologies for it. I'm just absolutely in love with her. I make no apologies.
Brother Richard, I heard about you looking at the ground, and so you hurry up and say it again before my phone cut off.
I look at the ground because I only have eyes for you, sis. I don't want to look at no other sister. You know, there's no other woman for me, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And this is why I ask the question: What would make one stray like that? If they say they love them, I mean, because when your level of love reaches a certain point, you have to sit there and actually feel the person's pain. If you are the source of their pain, and if you love them, then what will make you want to cause what you love pain?
Right.
I don't understand. Right. You know, it's easy to sit there and say out your mouth, "Yeah, I love you." But love must be manifested into things. And this is where the process of the man fulfilling his duty is not just the mere utterance of words. You understand what I'm saying? And I believe this is what brothers were speaking to the other day on the show when they talked about the man doesn't need to have a whole lot of money to get married to a sister. You have to have a starting point at some point. You understand what I'm saying? But then after a while, you continue to practice, and you practice, and you practice. You know what I'm saying? And this is what the religion is about. It's a practice in religion. We're not going to get it right all at the same time, but as we move on, it will reach its eventual perfection.
Right, right.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, I hate to throw a curveball in the show, but being that we're having a storm here of some sort, Brother Richard, would you mind just kind of taking over the show in the event that I'm not going to be available?
Well, Queen, you know I'm your servant, so you don't even have to ask. I told you I would serve you for the rest of my life.
Oh, honey, thank you so much. Sister Marilyn, I know you hold it down for me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I will tell you like this, Sister Gidget. Brother Richards and Sister Marilyn, they were holding it down while you weren't on the phone. I thought they couldn't do it, but they did. They've been holding it down since you've been off the phone, girl. But we got some questions. We had a question from 718-718. Go ahead and ask your question, please, if you don't mind. Right. You can ask your question now. Hold on for a second, guys. Hold on for a second. Open their phone line up. It's taking time. We had a lot of questions. We had a couple of questions out there from 718 and 347. I guess there's something going on with the software today because it's taking its time. Let's try to get these phone lines open and see what we can get.
Yeah, it's something going on with technology today. I don't know. It's been a bad day all day.
Yeah, I see that.
I wonder why.
It's just the devil poking fun at us, man. That's all it is. Just the devil poking fun at us right now.
It ain't the devil, brother. It's far from the devil. What you get ready to say, Sister Gidget?
I said, I don't know, sir, but if you do, enlighten us.
Well, you know, I told you all day my heart was heavy. And there's an element that my father wants me to speak to, you know, and it's kind of difficult. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot that's getting ready to go down. And There's a lot of people who say that they believe and they just don't. And this infidelity is not just dealing with spouses, male and female. Infidelity also speak to when God's man is on the planet and he's given a divine message and we are so disrespectful to him. We don't hear him, and then when we do hear him, we don't follow out the instructions that we are given us. So how dare us expect to have mercy from the Lord of all the world? This is really, really crazy of us. So when you spoke about them storms that was hitting your area, I thought back to the conversation that we just had a few minutes ago before we got on the air, and I'm just wondering. No, unfaithfulness comes in many different directions. You know, it reminds me back to when the holy prophet of Islam was on his deathbed, and you know, one of the caliphs, Ali, he was preparing the prophet's body, peace be upon him, to be buried, and I believe it was Abu Bakr. He wanted so bad for him to be in a position of power that they actually held an election while the prophet was being prepared for death. You know, this is really, really crazy. And as I read that, you know, and then when the people was in the house of the prophet's daughter, peace be upon him, Fatima, you know, this is why the Shiites and the Sunnis is at differences today. And there's something brewing inside our own house, you know. But I just want Chicago to know that we're going to follow your instructions to the executive council. We're going to follow it to the letter. You don't have to worry about the true believers, because we know that with y'all, the apostle is setting up the government of Islam that is to reign on earth. We know that's coming, and that's what the message is. It's for us to be clear on what the apostle is doing with the executive council. They're not no play set. He's actually doing what the holy prophet had put in place in Turkey that was destroyed because the Muslims had deviated from the path. So, you know, I find us in that same exact regiment today. The apostle, I'm talking about the minister. That's what I call him. I don't know about y'all, but he's the apostle to me. You know, he's sounding an alarm, and it's as if we don't even hear the message that he's giving us. We hear him. We come out to hear him. We applaud. Yes, yes. Go ahead. Teach, brother. Teach, brother. Teach. And then we go back when we leave from him, and we act as if we haven't heard a weighty word. So are we justified in the chastisement that is to come? Are we worthy of even just touching the hem of his garment, man? This is a divinely guided man. Without him, I could not be. Without him, I could not have eyes to see with, and I'm forever grateful to Allah and his Christ for raising him. I can only speak for myself. And dear Holy Apostle, if you listen, I just want to take the time out to tell you how much I love you, man, with all my heart, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, yes, that's infidelity on a whole nother level, Brother Richard. And you know, I understand exactly what you're saying. And, you know, it starts what you're saying on a very minute level when we're talking about marriage and when we're talking about strands and being unfaithful in marriage. But then when we're talking about being unfaithful in faith, I guess it's the same act, just on a huger scale. You know,
yes,
so
yes.
I really feel what you're saying, and know that separated, and it's going to be separation from the true believer, hypocrites or whatever you want to call them. But Allah is God all the time. Allah is all powerful all the time. And we know that at the end of the day that Allah is going to be victorious, because who can defeat the creator of everything? No one. So we are living in a very critical time, and our behavior is also going.
Oh, you did?
That's why we. But I know that people have a very sedazal attitude towards infidelity, and you know, if you are not truthful to Allah's woman, not truthful to Allah's man, then how are you truthful to Allah? How do you say that you believe and you go out and commit an act that proves that you disbelieve? And I'm not even talking about a one-night stand. I'm talking about we have some people have whole families on the side, you know, or slew of children, or, you know, multitude of years of relationships with outside people. And I kind of want to kind of take us back to what we were talking about. And, Brother, what brings us to this point? What brings us to this point that we feel we can step outside of the marriage and justify our behavior, or whether we're trying to justify it or not? What just we feel we have to go and get into the bed?
Sister Gidget, your phone is breaking up, Sister Gidget. Can you
move
around a little bit? Can you move around a little bit?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now. Hey, Sister Gidget, we actually have a call. I got my phone lines open now. I got 718, your phone is free. Ask your question if you want. And 347, I'll get to you in just a second. 718, go ahead and ask your question, please.
Assalamu alaikum. How are you? This is Brother Malik Wali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Malik.
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Malik.
Wa alaikum salam. I've been listening and been so anxious to get on some of the things that were spoken of. I wanted to make a small comment to. With my brother Richard, I feel your passion, brother, and your pain. But I just want to give you something that the minister said. It was on Twitter today. He said it's wrong to take a woman or a man just for pleasure. Responsibility goes along with intimacy. Every time you engage in intimacy without responsibility, without commitment, it lowers your self-respect and your self-worth. It is our disconnection from God that is the root of failing and improper relationships between man and woman. Unquote.
Yes.
Yes, sir, brother.
All right, let me finish, but I got something for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Also, this is another quote that I got from him. It says, "It is our disconnection from God that is the root of failing and improper relationships between man and woman." So, brother, what we're seeing, we can't really permit our emotions to guide us looking at the things that we're seeing that's wrong within our nation. Everything that's happening in the nation is happening by design. Master Farah Muhammad is in control of everything. The scripture said that believers will be a trial for one another. Reason why we're a trial for one another is because if we can't deal with the things that's going on inside the mosque, how can we deal with what we're going to have to face dealing with our sick people? So it's a trial going on inside the womb, which is the mosque. And inside the womb, there's always pain, because we're living in the rebirth of the Nation of Islam. So in the rebirth, there's a pain that's going on. There's a pain because it's bringing out a new life and a new meaning and getting rid of the afterbirth. So we have to realize that and don't dwell on that. We have to more or less concentrate on self, root ourselves in the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, so that when we get into these relationships with one another, we're not getting in relationships looking at the physical self of one another, which is why we have infidelity, because our marriages are based on physical. If our marriage is based on who we are, who the minister has taught us who we are, who God says we are, then we will never stray of our marriages. When the body starts to deteriorate, we will stay with those whom we're with because we don't look at them in a physical sense. So what we're seeing with people running around and doing whatever they're doing, remember, that's their sin. That's what they have to carry, that burden. You don't have to carry that. And that's what, Lord, it seems to me like, you know, because of your love for the minister, you're taking on these burdens that's not meant for you. Stay on your path, brother, and go where you're going. You on the path to God. You met a beautiful woman, and you're on this path together, pretty soon together. So don't worry about what's going on in the mind from that perspective. I mean, when you see a wrong, you speak to it, but don't let your emotions get involved where it takes you off your path into that which direction you desire to go.
Yes, sir, brother. I take your critique very, very kindly, and I thank you for them words. And I too read what the apostle said on Twitter today. And there's nothing that you can speak when the apostle speaks. It is said and done, brother. So
that's right.
I'm in 100% agreement with him. But if I can just share what I want to share with you, mm-hmm. as far as speaking to the emotions, there's nothing emotional about what I said, brother. I'm speaking for the brother and the sister that has no voice right now. There is so much pain. Maybe we don't want to be honest with it. Maybe we don't want to come. And I know, like I told brothers and sisters last week, when everybody was cheering me on about, and they were telling sister congratulations and all of that there, and she asked me, she said, brother, what's wrong? I said, sister, you happy now? But the same level or degree of love that's there is so... is it the same degree of hatred that's there for you and me? So I'm not oblivious to what's going on, but I am going to speak what's on my heart, brother. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to do that regardless to whom or what. Mm-hmm. And what I'm speaking to is the element. If we are too big to think that because we have some type of position or whatever that validates us beyond the point of correction, then who do we blame for what's wrong then? If there's a blame at all. So when one comes and have a critique or a point of correction, how do we receive that? Do we brush them off as just being emotional, or do we try to listen deep within and say, man, where is that coming from? Yes, I did just receive a beautiful gift from Allah. Yes, I believe that I'm on course, brother. However, if he makes me to feel the pain of those who don't have a voice, and he gives me a voice and a platform to speak for them, that I intend to do just that. Like I said, it's only to create a dialogue that we can sit at the table and become brothers and sisters again. Because when I came up, I'm talking about my sojourn in the nation, I seen real brotherhood, brother. I know the effect of a brother putting his arm around me because I'm cold, and there ain't no funny business involved. I know the effect of sitting there being hungry and trying to fast through the day, but another brother saw fit and said, brother, half my bowl is yours, brother. I'm talking about true love, brother. True love, man. So it's nothing emotional. It's just when I feel the pain of my brothers and sisters, I feel a need to create dialogue between the two that we may get better and then move on to what you're saying about going outside the house, brother.
All right. I feel you, brother, and I pray to Allah, because what I'm hearing, that you're not taking this. I'm not saying that you are, I'm not saying, what I'm saying to you is not an, on a negative aspect, brother.
No,
you
that's
know, when
not
I say I feel
you.
Your pain, I see, because I see, brother, because I feel the same thing. You know, I see the wrongs in the mosque. I see the things in the nation that's not right. I see the sisters. I feel their pain and their suffering and the brother's pain and suffering, everybody's.
Yes,
but
sir.
I don't, what I do, brother, you know, I don't dwell on that portion of it. You know, I'm keeping my eye on the prize. I'm keeping my eye on the goodness. There's so much more goodness that's in the nation than wrong in the nation. And
yes,
I watch
sir.
That
I
and I look
you.
At that. And that's what I permit to carry me because, see, when you dwell on that aspect of it too much, the negative aspect, that's the part that takes you out the door, you know, and I'm not letting nobody run me out of the mosque. So in order for me to stay, that's why I said I have to be rooted, rooted in the teachings, rooted in the love, rooted in the and what we're being taught. This way, when these aspects come up in life, I understand them. I understand that what's happening now with the separation of the wheat and the tares. I understand that this is the time of the manifestation of defects where everything that's in you is coming out of people, stuff that they didn't even know that was there. And it's a time of correction. So
yes, sir.
Those things that
yes,
we
sir.
May see that may look like it's a negative to us is a positive to Allah. So
let me ask you a question, beloved.
Yes, sir.
So first let me say this, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this. I've been in the mosque of the Nation of Islam almost 30 years.
Yes, sir.
My whole sojourn in the nation, I have actually literally put my life on the line for the believers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going nowhere.
Right.
Ain't nobody pushing me nowhere.
Right.
Ain't nobody making me leave.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? This is my nation just as well as it is anybody else. And I just want to say that. Secondly, if someone feels that they there's a need to speak to the pain, because the pain been existing for several years now.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel a need to come to my brother and my sister, or my brother and my brother, or my sister and my sister, through a sister, and say, you know, hey, what's going on? Is everything all right? You know, because the Quran tells us to argue in the best of my manners,
yes,
brother. And I hear what you're saying, and everything that you're saying, you're not saying it out of malice to me.
Right.
You're saying it out of love and a concern for me, but I'm gonna let you know something, brother. I'm all right.
Yes, sir.
I'm all right today.
Yes, I'm
you understand
brave.
What I'm
yes,
saying?
Sir.
I'm all right, brother. I just right. feel it. I just want to speak to that element because I would love to see our nation with the vigor of us just sitting here loving one another.
Yes, sir.
I just want to see us just happy as it was yesterday for me, brother. I remember a day, brother, where I couldn't come in the mosque without seeing a smiling face, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Smiles, hugs all over the place. Now you come in, you barely see that. And that's
mm-hmm.
all this is, brother. It's creating a dialogue that we may speak to the hurt. And somebody might say, well, man, let's sit down. Let's dialogue. Let's get back to the basics. Let's get back to that which we feel that can elevate us and catapult us to the next level, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir,
you
brother.
Know? So I just wanted to share that with you, brother, but I thank you for critiquing me because, yes, we are in the day of the point of correction, brother.
Yes, sir.
And this goes for everybody.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, beloved.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Gentlemen, we have another question by 347. 347, you're able to speak now, please.
Yes, hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Walaikum salam.
Walaikum salam.
It's a pleasure.
Is this Brother Efron?
This is Brother Efron. It's truly a pleasure having each one of them. I heard your conversations from the very beginning of the topic.
You know, it
really does move the very soul of you, and you can hear the realities of the human mind saying to you how much of a better people we've become. and how much of a worse people we have become. When you hear it, you understand whether you biblically, it really breaks my heart to hear it, brother. It really does, because I'm living it, I see it, and it's just humanly, godly saying the most ridiculous low level of human consciousness that you've ever seen. It really just breaks your heart to see. And I understand more tonight than I understood yesterday. I understood today why when you go to the very beginning of the Bible and you begin to read it, that number one angel, my number one angel, I had to cast him out of heaven.
Yes, sir.
Are you still there?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes. Go ahead, brother Ephraim.
Mm-hmm. I had to cast him out of heaven. When you go to the Quran and you read about Shaitan, you begin to read about the same thing. There was no negotiations when it came down to that that came into heaven. I understood the psychology of it as I historically looked into it intelligently. And I understood that the first level of heaven is in your mind. Your mind. And that first level of that that told you what it did in heaven, it tells you to do the same thing in your mind. Cast Satan out of your mind. If Satan still lives in your mind, I can tell that Satan still manipulated your mind, and you never did cast him out of your heaven, your mind, because you can't be trusted. You look at me differently. You respond to one another differently. Do you know that as a brother, if I make a sister cry and we're living as a family, if I make that sister cry because she gave me her heart, that brother would never feel safe around me again? Do you know that sister would never feel safe again if she breaks that brother's heart and make that brother cry because he gave her the most sacred thing that God gave to those of them, his lambs and his sheep? He gave them, and he said, stand there and guard them. You shepherds, I need you at the gate. Once I cast Satan out of everything that we build, when you at the gate, brother, when you at the gate, sisters, those babies should be safe. What we're not paying attention to at this very moment is that we're having this discussion, and we all have our opinions of what we believe we've read. But them newborn babies that are just now coming out their wombs, them babies are feeding. They're feeding off the realities of everything we're living by today. And in their mind, as they're eating, they're telling themselves whether they can trust each other, whether marriage really even matter anymore. I want my sex. I got to get it off to prove that I'm a man. I want my sex. I got to prove it off that I'm a woman.
Come on.
But I don't have to commit myself in being married because I see what my mother going through. I see what my father going through, and I'm not going to put myself through it. So the reality of that war, when you understand it biblically, when you understand it intelligently, when you psychologically have the opportunity to sit down, you make each and every one of us understand that my mind is my heaven, and that is Satan will leave my heaven, and it's nothing negotiable that when I give my heart to you, I am telling you at that very moment that you came to live in the heart and soul of everything in existence about me, and you will hear that a man like me, that once I give you 100% of me, I would rather die than be without you. Now, when I was a child, I gave myself. When I was underdeveloped, I gave myself. And I have children of adult ages, and I have grandchildren to go along with them. And I'm still suffering right to this day because as a child, as an underdeveloped mind, I entered into the making of a relationship. And now, as a man, I am suffering because of it. So this is the reason why I ask people, let me be a guest speaker on every level at any given opportunity so that I can remind those newborns, be careful what you're eating because you are definitely going to develop into exactly what you are eating. I hear you two brothers as you speaking, and when I hear you two brothers as you speaking, It's nothing for you two to be sitting up there debating with one another which one of you are right and which one of you are wrong or which one of you understanding each other more than the other. The reality of it is I heard you when you first said that I feel the pain of you. That's enough right there. I heard you when you said I have a true understanding of the commitment, the desperate need for us to understand that we're in war and we better fight as hard as we can to keep our marriage. That's understanding right there. That is the moral concept to say how dedicated we are to one another. No matter what, you are my brother, and I am my brother's keeper.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I appreciate each and every one of you. I really do.
Thank you.
Each and every one of you out there this evening. And I need each and every one of you to please tell all of them that me, the street educator, my name is Efron Cherry, and I want all of them to understand that I am just one who submit to that created everything in existence. So when you hear one jump up and tell another one that I am Muslim, or you make sure they understand that all I am is one who submit. I have submitted to that created everything in existence. When you hear somebody jump up and tell someone that they Christian, they are one who turn around and admit that they respect that is written in favor of that created everything in existence. When you find those of them that have no respect for that has been designed by everything that created us, then you make sure that concept of Satan get out of your heavenly state of mind. Do not let them in. Or you'll be like your president. You'll be like your president. You'll be approved by law. Two of the same sex will be okay to be married.
Okay. There's a lot of noise in the background. I hear like music.
Yes, Brother Black Stephen. Is it possible you can cue her phone, brother?
Let's see.
Okay,
who's on set? Who's phone?
Sister Gidget. Are you there?
Yeah,
I'm here for the moment.
Okay. That's all right. That's all. We all here for just a moment. It's what we do with the moment that count.
Amen.
Okay, well, listen, y'all. Okay. We talked about the hurt and the pain and all that is associated with it, but let's move on. Let's start to talk about the healing process because everybody's trying to get better. Everybody's trying to do better. At least I pray everybody's trying to do better. So, Sister Marilyn.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us how we start to heal, how we start the healing process, or you know, what. How we forgive, or do we forgive? You know, I would pray that we would forgive. I know that speaks to some and not to others. So how do we start that process? Do we stay together and forgive, or do we split and forgive? But at some point, we have to be forgiven of one another.
Yes, ma'am, and you are exactly right. I mean, first, you know, you have to forgive yourself first. And, you know, forgiveness, you know, starts within the heart. You have to, you know, a lot of people, you know, they haven't forgiven themselves first. So you have to talk to yourself first. Then you have to atone with a lot. You have to atone with God. You have to atone with Him and repent with Him and, you know, and ask Him for forgiveness. You know, once you go through that process, then you atone to the other person that you have, you know, inflicted the wrong on. So, you have to go through that process and ask for that forgiveness. But you know, you ask for forgiveness with a lot. You have to. And a lot of people, you know, don't understand. And a lot of people, you know, they're still, you know, they're walking around, you know, with a burden heavy, you know, on their heart because they haven't really, you know, asked a lot for forgiveness, you know. So that's the starting process as far as, you know, atoning and asking for forgiveness for, you know, what you have inflicted on the other person.
Okay, Brother Richard?
Yes, ma'am. Can you repeat that? You know, I was in deep thought just now. I'm sorry.
Okay, I was asking how do we start the process of forgiveness?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, with me, all processes start in one way. We got to take it to Allah. He's the author of everything. I'm not going to deviate from my course. I'm not going to say I need to speak to brother so-and-so, because brother so-and-so might not have it together. I'm going straight to the source. I'm going to Allah, and I'm going to ask him to forgive me. I'm going to bow down. I'm going to try to submit to the best of my ability. And then from there, if it was you and I, to be honest with you, I would come to you with all sincereness, and I would absolutely ask you, you know, I know I wronged you, but would you find it in your heart to forgive me? And if you do, I will promise you that I will never, ever, ever, ever fail you again. Can you just give me one more chance? Mm-hmm. I'm begging you in the name of Allah. I don't want to lose you, honey. Can you just please give me just one more chance? And if you see it fit, or if he see it fit to open up your heart, then therefore the dialogue can begin. But if you have two people that are at odds with one another, and there's no dialogue, and no one is taking it to the Heavenly Father, then therefore there can be no redemption process. There can be no reconciliation between the two, because neither one is making the first steps towards atoning. And this is what everybody needs to do. We all need atoning. None of us is above that. We all make mistakes. We all are in a state of unfaithfulness in one way or another. But when do the process start? Who would speak to the hurt and the pain of those who have no voice? And this is what I'm saying to everyone. I'm not bashing no one. I'm just trying to speak for the Muslims who are hurting. They have no voice to speak, and I'm feeling them. Allah has made me to feel the pain of the believers, and I'm crying out from the bottom of my heart and asking us to let us just believe that we are brothers and sisters. That's all it is. And if this is too sound too emotional for the brothers, well, you know, he just made me with a masculine and feminine side. That's all. I'm all man. But I'm speaking to the hurt now. And that's what's the problem with us. Too many of us be on this here, I can't show that side of me. Well, that's you. I choose to show that to you, Sister Gidget. I want you to see the soft side of me so that I can get the soft side from you. Is that all right with you?
That's fine with me, sweetheart.
Praise be to Allah. That's all that matters to me. I'm done.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Rich, for that. Okay. Woo! This has been an emotional night, y'all. Caesar.
Yes, ma'am.
Caesar.
Yes, ma'am.
Can we get some music, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the rest of this, and we're going to wrap it up.
Okay, thank you.
My life. put my heart in your hand and say that it is yours to keep. From this moment on, say that you'll always be mine. Girl, when I'm alone with you, there's only one thing that's on my mind.
I'm great, but I just feel that element
that shadow that we speak about. You understand what I'm saying? I feel them, and I just want them to let them know that I see them. Because he has made me to see. I'm not going to bite my tongue no damn more. It's not emotions. Because every time someone come with a critique of individual, they either deem the emotional or a crackpot or they crazy. Why can't it be that they just feel the hurt and pain of people who have no voice that they want to speak for them? So do with me what you will.
Yes, sir. Okay. I know a lot of you might not understand, Brother Richard, but I do very much so. And some of us have been blessed with some significant gifts. And Brother Richard and myself, in a lot of ways, we have a special connection on a spiritual level. So I'm just hoping that if you'll open your minds a little bit and kind of understand where he's coming from. And honey, I support you 100% because I know where that is coming from. And
let me say this, sis. Because
let me finish, Richard. Yes, ma'am. Okay, let me finish, because I want people to understand, because I'm not short on words. You know, Richard proposed to me last week in a very beautiful way on the show, and since last week, there we have been faced with it lightly, and let you know that. What Allah has brought together, I'm not going to let any man put us under. And, you know, I know I'm an MGT first and foremost, but I came under Dr. Collett, who made it clear that he didn't want no punk MGT. So, you know, we've been running up against some opposition, but it's all right because we in the fight for the long haul. And we're going to stand as one unit. So you can accept it or reject it, but that's the way it is. And I'm going to move on to the to the remainder of the show. So I want to talk about holding on and letting go. But before we do that, Brother Caesar, are there any questions or comments out there?
No, ma'am. I'm looking right now. I don't see any questions out there.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk about holding on and letting go, y'all. Because, you know, I know a lot of times, and if my phone drops, Sister Marilyn, please pick up.
Yes.
I leave. You know, you spoke to it earlier, Sister Marilyn, about holding on and harboring and resentment. And it's mm-hmm. not about whether or not if you stay with your spouse, but it's about things that you have to let go of to free yourself, to begin mm-hmm. to heal yourself. Whether you stay with your husband or not, your wife or not, you have to mm-hmm. heal yourself. You have to let go. Because with all that pressure on you,
Sister, her phone dropped, so I guess you can pick up.
No, yes, I don't. Hold on for a second. Let me call her right back. You guys go ahead and carry out.
Yes, sir. Yeah, going back to what Sister Bridget was saying as far as, you know, freeing yourself, you have to, you know, in order for you to move on, you have to free yourself. You can't continue to hold on, you know, what have, you know, happened, you know, with you or what have taken place. I mean, you would never be able to move on into a new relationship, move on, you know, with yourself, if you don't let go of the baggage, you know, in that relationship. You know, a lot of us, you know, we, you know, as of right now, we're facing that today because we just don't want to let go because we feel that, you know, someone, you know, has wronged us. You know, we have been hurt, you know, the pain, everything that we're going through. But you know, we have to put our faith in Allah first. We have to put our faith in God. We have to know that, you know, Allah is the best of law. We have to know that Allah is in control of everything, and we just can't let, you know, what has happened to us be a burden and keep us from our true happiness. And a lot of us, you know, right now, you know, we don't, we, you know, we want to move on, but we're fighting, you know, with ourselves. We, you know, we don't want to let go, and it's hurting us. It's not going to make you become better as an individual. It's going to hurt you in the long run because, as you know, because that person who has wronged you, you know, they moved on. But if you're still holding on to that, you know, you would never free yourself up, you know, for you to become better, you know, as a person. So we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to learn how to free ourselves up. We're going to have to learn how to let go. We're going to have to learn how to love ourselves first. You have to, you know, in order for you to free yourself up, you have to learn how to love yourself first all over again. It's all about, you know, working on self, making yourself become better, and you're going to have to free yourself. Anything that you want to add with that, Brother Richard?
Yes, ma'am. I agree with you, and I believe this is why the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has, you know, asked us to be audited. You know, many of us is harboring a inner pain, and some of us don't even know where it's coming from. And this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to, for those who don't want to follow the instructions of being audited, what we're trying to do is make an ordinary position this way that we may speak to one another. You know, this is not, again, no bashing of this individual, no bashing of this individual. What we're trying to do is create dialogue that the negative pain that is in us can come out and be on the table as we was instructed to do by the apostles. Some of us even looked at him when he said that we may, for us to be ordered, we said a lot of crazy stuff about that. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just full, and I'm going to continue to speak as long as Allah make me feel this way, and that's just me. Love me or leave me. That's it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm not gonna continue the show. I'm gonna be here as long as I'm gonna be here, but I don't want to start speaking, and I don't want to wear Caesar out because I know he's tired of calling me.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Richard, if y'all would, I'm gonna take pleasure in being an audience listener tonight. So I'm going to let y'all go on and ride with this because I don't know what my phone is going to do, and I do so apologize to both of you.
Well, can we get the next question before you leave us?
yes, sir. The next question was still the same thing. We're talking about getting back self-healing, establishment of forgiveness, and we want to talk about in marriage because we do have some people that try to stay together after the fact. And I wanna hear from the audience to know how they get over that, because personally that was the one thing that was a done deal for me. It was so forgiving, I didn't have to think about it, we were so compromised about it, and I stand on that square today. Because that's not necessary. We're grown people. If you want to be with somebody else, be man enough, be woman enough to say, I want to be with somebody else, but don't go be with somebody else and then come back and try to be with me. That's an ultimate no-no, but that's just where I am in my level of development, and there are some people who have been able to work through this. So those of you who have that strength, I would like for you, if you would, to share how you got to that point. Because everybody is not there, and your sister is one of them. So I'm going to leave on that note, and I'm going to let y'all ride. But I'm going to stay here.
I'm going to grab that one first, you know, and I just want to let you know, just for the listening audience, you know, because I proposed to you like that for a reason. I just wanted everybody to feel how much I love you, and you would never have to worry about me cheating on you. This is why I offered you my life. If I were ever to disrespect you in any fashion, any form, because, see, when you know, I know who you are. You God's creation. And when you know that, you don't disrespect that. And this is the healing process. It has to take, you have to first understand what is wrong. What is wrong? If nobody is speaking to each other, then you don't even, you can't even begin to understand what's wrong. So if you don't understand what's wrong, how can you come up with a solution?
Yes, sir.
And this is where marriages fail at. And I'm saying this because I've been there, done that. You know, I'm not 100% right, but I know one thing. I know one thing. With you, it's gonna be all right because you speak to me
from
the depths of my soul, and I'm gonna keep saying this over and over again because I really want the world to understand how much I love you. I really do. It's not about the physical sight, because truth be known, I never ever saw you physically. I don't care how you look. I don't care about what you got. All I know is that I just love the way you just soothed my soul. And I love you.
And I love you too, honey. You don't have that to worry about either.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I put my life on. Yes, sir. And thank you, Brother Richard, for always for your love. And, y'all, he don't just do this on the radio show. This is all day, every day. So I can't help but love him so much.
you know, sis, when you truly love someone, I'm not talking about on a physical plane, because, like I said, I haven't saw you physically. I'm talking about on a spiritual. I told you, my father said you and I was already married then. All we had to do is complete it here on earth, and that will be soon for y'all that's listening, very soon. Let me say this. You know, it said when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. I was incomplete, very incomplete, dissatisfied. So when people talk about, brother, you on course, I know I'm on course because I found you. But let me share this with you, Sister Gidget. Before I actually met you, the law is my witness, there appeared two rainbows out of the sky the day before I met you. And I was contemplating on this earlier. And I was like, wow, how significant that is. Because I wondered, when I was looking at it, what was that about? But now I know exactly what that was about. And so I'm going to cherish you. I'm going to serve you. I mean, for the brothers that feel this is too mushy for them, I'm gonna say it like this here. I make no apologies because I'm in love with my wife. I'm gonna say it again. I'm absolutely in love with you.
Oh, I am in love with you too. And I'm not gonna cry. You're not gonna make me cry tonight.
No, that's not. You know that's not my intentions. My intentions is to wipe away your tears, to take all your pain away. I told you that from day one. I don't want you to hurt no more. And this is what I'm trying to express to my nation. I love you. I love you. Muhammad's family, I love you. And I don't want you to hurt anymore neither. Muhammad's family, I hope that you're listening to me. I'm your brother, and I'm here to serve you. And I love you so much that if it calls for me to give my life for you to the Muhammad family, I'll do it within the drop of a dime. Those of y'all who know me, y'all know I'm sincere in what I'm saying. But if a man loves you, he would sit there and he would treat you right. If a woman loves you, she would sit there and she would treat you right. And I'm in love with you, honey, and the Muhammad family, the Nation of Islam. I'm absolutely, absolutely in love with you. the brotherhood and the sisterhood. Y'all all I know. Y'all all I know. And I love y'all.
And we love you, too.
We love you, too.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm not going to cry. Okay. Brother Stephen, we got any questions out there?
Let me see. Yeah, we got one from 601. That's Mississippi. 601, are you there? That's probably, hey, that's my man, Brother Rakeem. Brother Rakeem, go ahead and speak now.
Listen, this is the only way I can get in here. I really don't have a question. I got so many comments, but I don't have no questions. Brother Richard, I'm going to tell you, first of all, talking about manners, assalamu alaikum, family.
Walaikum salam, soldier.
Walaikum salam.
This is Brother Rakeem Khalik Muhammad King, RKM. I'm in the building. And Brother Richard, I must say this, brother. You, I hear a busy signal. Where are they coming from? Okay, that's over with now. But I'm going to tell you something, Brother Richard. You holding it down for the brothers. You're holding it down for the brothers. We just need more brothers to hold it down with you so you won't walk alone with these sisters.
Brother,
you know,
brother, I'm just accepting my own and being myself, brother. That's all it is, brother. I'm not trying to be nothing else, brother. What you see and what you hear is what you get from me. I'm in love, brother. I'm not ashamed,
brother, listen,
to say
it, man. I done talked to you on the phone when nobody else was on the phone. Sister Gidget, you know I'm not lying. I done talked to this brother when nobody was on the phone. And Brother Richard is the same off-air as he is on the air. He say the same thing, and he said it with so much honesty, and he's so sincere about what he say. He believe everything that he say. He feel it in his spirit, in his soul, in his heart. And so the brother, he's real. He's 100% real. And this is how our FOI is supposed to love a black woman. This is how a black woman should be loved. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
Brother Rakeem, I don't mean to interject, brother, but I have to say this, brother, because I love Sister Gidget with all my heart, but I just want those who are listening that are particularly in the Nation of Islam, I want you to hear the sincereness in your brother, man. I love my nation, man. I don't have nothing else without y'all. I've been here. I have pain and hurt in me, too. This is how come I know it's there. He makes me to feel yours because I experience it. I'm not trying to create an atmosphere of confusion because I'm very clear on what I'm saying to you. But I'm just trying to express that we need to dialogue, and I'm going to continue to say it until Allah shut my mouth or the situation becomes clearer than what it is. We have to dialogue so that we can find a resolution to the problem. Brother, I absolutely adore my future wife, but I have to tell her, too, that I just absolutely am in love with my nation.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. And I'm going to say something, and this is something that no preacher, you will hear no preacher say this in the church. I don't think a minister ever said this in the mosque. If anybody said it, it had to be the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. When we talk about marriage, you take the vow, you say, I do, you say, till death do us part. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, you're going to ask the question, what kind of death are you talking about? Death is not always physical death.
Yes, sir.
It's not always physical. People think the death do us part means when one person returns to the essence, returns to Allah, and that's the end of the marriage. But death, you can suffer both a mental and spiritual death, as well as a physical death. And you cannot separate the physical from the mental because it takes the mental to produce the spirit. Meaning that if a brother and sister, they fall out of love with their spouse, and when they start cheating or whatever the circumstances may be, that is a physical, that's not a physical, that's a mental and spiritual death. I just wanted to make that point clear about all these people, you know, everybody, they, you know, got so many people in courtship and inside the church, outside the church, inside the mosque, people get married and they take the vows and they say, I do to death do us part. Well, that's what we experiencing now. I mean, you got so many, the divorce rate is so high. And you got to ask yourself, did a person die? Yes, they died. Did the marriage die? Yes, the marriage died. It died both spiritually and mentally. And so it is our duty as civilized people, the 5%, to teach us how to love oneself first in order to love that next person. And you cannot get married if you don't love yourself. If you don't accept your own and be yourself, you have no damn business being with anybody, period, because you're no good for yourself, so therefore you would never be good for the next person.
Yes,
I just want to say that.
Yeah, praise be to Allah.
Sister Gidget, are you there?
I'm here for the moment.
Okay, well, while I got you for the moment, let me ask you a question. Because I just want to be clear on this, because, I just love you, and I just have to ask you again, would you be my wife? Please. Please.
Okay, Brother Richard. Yes, sir. Once again.
Thank
yes,
you.
You know something?
Thank
I'm
you.
Going to say something about Brother Richard. And the audience, this is to the listeners I'm talking to. And I'm going to be honest with you. You got some haters out there. I know this. I feel this in my spirit. You got some haters out there that really don't understand the brother. And right now, you all listen to the program, and some of you just wondering what the hell is going on. Well, I'm going to tell you what's going on. You're actually saying the true love of a man being manifested. It's being manifested and given to the woman. The man giving himself to the woman. He's submitting to Allah, and he's submitting to the whole ideology, the whole spirit of being married. Before
yes,
this
sir.
Brother ever met this sister, before he met your sister Gidget, he said he saw you. He saw
right.
you. Am I correct, Brother Richard?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're 100% right, bro.
So don't nobody listen to my brother and say the brother's crazy. Oh, hell no. He's not crazy. He know what he's talking about. You listen to the brother. He's very sane. Very sane, brother. I'm going to say this right here. I don't give a damn how militant you may be at the FOI. I'm probably one of the most militant brothers you will ever come across. But when it comes to a sister, and when I give my heart to a sister, I give my all. I give myself to her because that's what I'm supposed to do as a man.
Yes, sir.
So,
wait a minute, fellas. Let me say this. And, you know, I don't want nobody to misunderstand. You know, I love Richard's spirit. I love his affection. I hope my phone don't hang up before I say this. But, you know, he is also a very brilliant man. He words. And when I say brilliant, so, you know, I know you hear him confessing his love and things of that nature, but there's so much more to him. I learned so much from him. He is so on point, and he's just walking scripture to me. And that's why I can wrap my spirit up within him, and I am so secure because this man is directly aligned with Allah, and I bear witness to that every day. And, you know, and I don't want nobody to misunderstand. I'm going to get
Let me understand.
I'm just telling you right now, yes, he's emotional. Yes, he's in love with his wife, but he is also a very brilliant man. And honey, I'm so proud of you. I love you
I thank you. I love you, too. And you know, I really don't want this to become a talk about Brother Richard because I'm not a vain man. I don't like vanity, you know. But I say this. For those who know me that know the other side of me, y'all never seen me smile. Y'all never seen me laugh. Y'all never seen me even utter the words, I love you, out my mouth. So if God is making me to love a woman, know that this is my wife. This is my wife. It's not a game. Some is upset, and I've made no apologies for it, but I'm going to say this in the air. I don't need nobody to validate me. Allah is sufficient for me. I thank y'all for y'all words of kindness, but it makes no matter to me whether people understand me or not, because Allah is sufficient.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow, wow. This show really
was Sister Gidget, listen, there you have it. Now, I'm going to say once again, this is part two of the great connection, the great love connection. This part two. I think we have partially gotten to the infidelity and adultery part, but this is part two of the great connection.
Can anybody hear what she's saying? Because I can't.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. We hear you well. We hear you well.
Mm-hmm. I just want to keep in the nation and just in general, let them. We know that this is a real issue. And sometimes we put on a like us in the Nation of Islam, we don't have these real problems. Our divorce rate is just the same as everyone else. And whether you make up your mind to stay with your spouse in this situation or not, the bottom line is that we all have something to atone for. We all need to get past it. We don't need to hold on. If you can love each other and forgive
each
other.
How y'all brothers doing, brother? All right.
And if you can't. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
If you get past that point, then may God bless you, but go on with your life and be happy and be successful. But I'm trying to encourage that this is not an avenue you want to go, and I really wanted to speak to the hurt and pain that it caused, because when you commit adultery, it only affects your children. It affects not a behavior that we want to be found indulged in.
Yes, ma'am.
Respect ourselves. Apply your truth, because sometimes you commit this act and you can't go back, because you might run into a sister like me. I'm not forgiven. I'm keeping it real. I was working on me, but I'm not there yet.
So I really better watch out then. That's what you're telling me? Oh, boy.
Giving you heads up.
Well, you know, I was only joking.
May I intervene for a second? I know I'm getting off the subject. I may have come on getting off the subject, but I want to say this. Do you hear the tone of Brother Richard's voice?
Brother Rakim.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to validate me to them. Allah has made those to hear who He wanted to hear, brother. There's nothing else we can do about those who deemed me their enemy, brother. I said what I had to say to those people, and all I got to do is sit back and watch now, brother. There's no need to keep.
Oh yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, I want you to hear me, brother, because see, I fear you too, brother. You know what I'm saying? And I've literally grown to love you too, brother, as a brother, man. You know, I didn't know you neither, but the more I get to speak to you, the more I get to dialogue, man, I'm finding out that you're a soldier, brother, and I thank Allah for brothers like you, brother. You know, all it is with me, brother, is that I guess I'm too real for people, man. You understand what I'm saying? But I don't know no other way to be, brother. I have to be this way. And if he makes me to talk to the people, then that's what I intend to do, brother. It's no facade here. It's no phoniness here. I'm going to speak truth, even if it's to the powerful, brother. You understand what I'm saying? And that's it. It's no the brother's tone. It's no the brother's this. I'm in love with a black woman. Her name is Sister Gidget. For those who don't want to hear it, I'ma say it again. I'm absolutely, absolutely, absolutely in love with her.
Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Brother Richard, I was just going to say this, brother. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone. So we can move on to the next topic before we go off there. I just wanted to say, brother, you sound happy, brother. And I love it. And Sister Gidget sounds happy. I love it when two people can come together and make each other, one another happy. I love that. And that's the way it should always be, 24/7, 365 days a year, forever, as long as you're on the planet Earth. That's the way it should be.
Well, that's the way I intended to be, brother.
Well,
yes, sir.
You said love.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to tell you something, Brother Richard. If it weren't for you, it'd be some gunfire going off in Texas tonight.
Say that again?
If it weren't for you, it'd be some gunfire going off in Texas tonight.
Oh, brother. We don't want that, brother.
So, she done put down all weapons, brother. She surrendered.
Let me say this. You cannot expect a woman to be feminine with you if you're being masculine with her. I'm going to say that again. You cannot expect a woman to be feminine with you if you're being masculine with her.
True indeed.
You have to sometimes show them the feminine side that they may identify how to deal with you, brother.
That's right.
And this is what we're missing, man. We done got to the point where sometimes as men we don't want to show that side because we too soft. Well, y'all can think I'm soft if y'all want. But I wouldn't do that if I was you.
No, me either, brother. I will say this, and Brother Richard got a point, because as males, we have a masculine side and a feminine side. That feminine side, in a lot of cases, has been misdirected towards other men. Not from us, therefore, of course, but out in the world. And then we have a masculine side. And a lot of times we show the sisters more of a masculine side, as you said, as you previously said, we show them more of a masculine side than we do the feminine side, and we act like we just can't understand them. You know, we're like two separate entities. You know, that's where the division comes in at. I'm too masculine, you too feminine, you can't relate to me, and I can't relate to you, and we can't get along. Because I'm trying to act all hard, I can't understand you, I can't listen to you, I'm the man, damn it, you do what I say, do. I mean, that is the wrong attitude to have for the sister.
Brother,
and so
brother,
our sister, go ahead, black man.
I apologize, brother. You know, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said that heaven lies at the foot of mother. And if heaven is there, then hell is there also. I just choose to live in heaven, brother.
True indeed. Because ain't no fury like the black woman's fury. You don't want to be in hell with the black woman. You want to stay in heaven with the black woman.
Yes, sir. I know this show took a twist. I'm sorry for it. It seems like every time I come on the show, it's some controversy surrounding your brother, man. But that's all right, because the same it is with my leader, brother. So I know I must be in good hands. Man.
Well, it's no controversy, brother. This is is universal if it's anything. You know, you're showing the audience how a man and a woman can come together as one. Unity means one. So it's a university subject, not controversy.
Yes, sir. Okay, we down 10 minutes, Caesar.
Yes, ma'am.
I hope we haven't drove everybody away. Is there anybody out there with any questions?
Let me check real quick and see. I don't see anybody. If you guys got a question, all you gotta do is press one on your chat. That's all you have to do, guys. Just press one, and then I can see you. We'll know what's going on. Then I'll address you and pick you out. Pick you out by your area code. But right now, I don't see anybody. Sister Gidget, Brother Rakeem, go ahead and speak. I'm sorry.
I have a question. Y'all might see me like this crazy, but I'm gonna ask you again. Sister Gidget, would you marry me? I just want to be 3 for 3. That's all.
You all right?
Am I all right? I'm in love. That's what it is. I'm in love. I'm sorry.
Sister Gidget. This is all your fault for being. Listen, you're such a beautiful and warm sister, nurturing sister. This is all your damn fault right here, sister.
Watch that, Brother Rocky. Watch that. I'm just joking, beloved. I'm just. You know, when a man finds love, he just sees the world differently, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to walk around. I don't want to walk around with rocks in my jaws no more. I don't want to be the tough guy no more. How you doing? Excuse me. I didn't mean to step on your foot, son. It's part of me, brother. You understand what I'm saying, brother? I just love everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
you never answered my question. I'm waiting.
I said yes, sir. I don't know. What you want me to say? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I thought you changed your mind. I was getting ready to come to your hometown. No, I'm just joking.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right. I think we got probably about 8 more minutes.
Hey, sister, again, do you mind if we go to the song right quick? Sister Gidget, are you there?
Yes, go ahead, Brother Caesar.
Now you're here. Don't need explain.
be checking out late at night. I'll be there. Get to my life. Now you're here. No need to explain. It's very clear. You let me be free. You let me be me. You let me be. Let me be free.
Superstar right there. That was Carlina. Let me be free, guys. Hey, if you should have checked out the show yesterday, we had a wonderful show. We had Carlina on the show. I interviewed her. Me and Vianna, we interviewed her, and we also had Big Man Entertainment on the phone. Those guys were wonderful. We had a great show. If you didn't miss, you didn't see the catch the show, you can go on Nation Billing and catch the show from yesterday anytime you want, and you can catch any of these shows online anytime you want. I post up in the Nation Building letting people know what we got going on. You can catch Sister Gidget, Sister Marilyn, Brother Rakim. You can catch those guys on Thursday at 8 o'clock. That's when we go on. Also, you guys can tune in to my show, the Black Caesar and Vienna show, every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And you can catch Sister Gidget's show every Thursday at 8 o'clock Central Time. You guys need to tune in and check them out. They're great shows, guys. Sister Gidget, we got down to 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes now. You can go ahead and finish up if you want and let the people know what's up.
Can you hear me? Yes, ma'am. Not clear, but you're there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay, we just... And like previous.
Sister Gidget, move around. Your phone is breaking up really, really bad. Move around a little bit, please.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Hear you loud and clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Starting next week, we have a new show called The Real FOI. And it's going to be just that, Real FOI. You won't hear my voice, maybe every purple moon or so, but this is just for the FOI, Brother Marcus Keith. Open up that show with Brother Richard and Brother Malik Muhammad, I think who you heard from earlier tonight. That's going to start on every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday, 7 o'clock, we have Caesar and Deanna show. On Thursday, we're going to have our regular Nation Building Blog Talk show. And on Saturday, we're having on Saturday, we have another show starting next week with Brother Minister High Peace out of New York. And then on Sunday, we have a relationship show. So, you know, we're going to be on almost 7 days a week. So all praise is due to Allah. But we hope to bring you a good variety. I promise there will be no repetition. You know, there are just people who have been reaching out to us, people who have supported us. And so, you know, we try to give back and we try to share. So we welcome those new shows to the Nation Building family. And we're trying to grow here, people. You need your support. So please tune in to the other shows. Some of them, you know, may get over the top, but, you know, we're covering business, we're covering family, we're covering community, we're covering Islam in general. you know, there are just a lot of different shows that talk to different topics, and of course they will be posted. So it's my prayer that you join us. So, and with that being said, I'm going to say good night. Thank you, Brother Richard. Thank you, Sister Marilyn.
Thank you, Brother Caesar.
I couldn't do it without you. Thank you, my beloved brother, who's always had a sister back. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate you, and I love you. And, man, I couldn't do it without you. Thank you so, so much. So,
yes,
good night, family. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Brother Al.